WEY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Clear skies this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Guns and the Second Amendment have become a hot topic in the state legislature as Moms Demand Action held a rally last week opposing a bill that lawmakers are considering that would set up firearm safety training in Kansas public schools.
In 2020, there were 165 more gun deaths than in 2011.
It is time to put guns away and keep children safe. These are the methods that work, and these are the methods we need to stand behind.
That audio from KSNT News. The legislature is also working on the Eddie Eagle program from the NRA, teaching children to stay away from an active firearm and to tell a parent.
It is the onus on parents, on all of the adults in Kansas, on legislators as well, to make sure that our children are equipped with all of the best awareness and education.
That was Republican State Representative Patrick Penn on KSNT News. Both bills are still being discussed in committee. Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After the heavy snowfall that some portions of Kansas received last week, emergency preparedness individuals are reminding individuals to have their kits in their cars ready to go and be on the lookout for potential bad weather just in case you run into an emergency.
It's a lot of the same things that we talk about with preparedness in general. Have a kit, have a plan. If you're going out and about, don't take any trips that are unnecessary. If there's a winter storm approaching, you know, it's something where you want to have a kit in your car, a blanket, water, you know, have extra, you know, extra blankets or jackets, those kinds of things, just so that if you are out and about and something were to happen, that you're prepared for that situation. You want to always be paying attention to the forecasts ahead of time. You know, if you know that you have a trip scheduled, those are good ways to stay in the loop, so to speak, with the weather that's upcoming.
That was Jake Henry, the emergency planner with Shawnee County Emergency Management on WIBW.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Amy Hoosier. Well, the South Heartland District Health Department has announced that COVID-19 cases in the community are slowly rising again, both with residents at long-term care facilities and within the hospital, as they've seen an increase in virus levels in local wastewater. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to Michelle Bever, the executive director for the South Heartland District Health Department, they've seen a total of 7 staff and 10 residents testing positive for COVID-19 over the past 2 weeks at long-term care facilities. As they say, they're also monitoring the virus levels in the community throughout wastewater surveillance, which is showing that the virus is continuously circulating within the community and the number of infections in the area are significant. The health department is recommending individuals get the COVID-19 vaccine, saying that the virus is continuously mutating and recombinations are leading to new variants, meaning it can continue to be important to stay up on the vaccines. And for more information, they say you can go to the website. It's southheartlandhealth.ne.gov.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
672, a new high-yielding hybrid with AgriSure Viptera trait, a big yielder on irrigated acres.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Wymore woman was killed Friday evening in a two-vehicle fatality accident in Jefferson County, north of Fairbury. The victim, Angelica Edwards Kuma, was a passenger in a vehicle driven by Michael Collins, age 22, of Wymore, who collided with another vehicle driven by a 16-year-old Fairbury boy at the intersection of Highways 15 and 4 around 5:30 p.m. Friday. Angelica Edwards Kuma of Wymore was pronounced dead at the scene. The teenage driver of the other vehicle was transported to the Fairbury Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed permit plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Two attorneys are interested in fulfilling the court-appointed attorney contract. Megan Voracek met with commissioners last week. Luke Sunderman will be with the board this week. Washington County Commissioners last week. Meeting was mostly routine business. A tax sale is planned April 14th, and spring cleanup days are designated May 4th, 5th, and 6th. KNDY continues a series of salutes to the FFA and FBLA organizations with a number of area students highlighting their participation in the Future Farmers of America and Future Business Leaders of America as part of the annual recognition month for each. Washington City Council is offering the old City Hall to anyone interested in renovating the building, which has been in disrepair and needs a roof and has water damage to the auditorium floor and basement areas. Earlier attempts to repurpose the facility have not materialized. Discussion at a recent council meeting included funding for demolition in the next year if no one steps forward. Saving at least the Art Deco front facade has been considered, but no proposals have been drafted. A May 1st deadline was set for anyone interested who should contact Washington City Administrator Carl Chalfont for details. Marysville City Council meeting recently approved submitting a state grant for improvements along the 7th Street corridor north of US 36 to Calhoun that would serve to connect the Blue River Rail Trail northwest of the historic depot to the Pony Express Plaza downtown. The trail would run down the center with north-south traffic flow adjacent. Overflow parking areas would be included on the west portion of the city-owned property west of the historic depot. And related drainage and storm sewer improvements would be included in the estimated $3.3 million project. CES Group had previously prepared a draft plan, and representatives with the Trails and Depot Group had met with City Council and staff providing input. The grant has no match requirements, with a $30 million pool and a project range from $500,000 to $10 million, with work to be completed within 2 years of award grants. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. staying sunny and very warm today with our highs in the lower 50s and mid 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy and very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 40s. Temperatures start to shift on Wednesday, a slight chance for some rain showers, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the single digits and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying much cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows just above and below zero. North winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying cloudy as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower 20s and mid 30s. Partly cloudy Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February 47, record high on this date 77. The average low 24 and the record low 7 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:10, sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
It is prime season for one of nature's nutritional powerhouses, Brussels sprouts. All about the veggies some people love to hate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Actor Alan Rickman was born on this day. Brussels sprouts are the vegetable people love to hate. Ever wonder why? Well, a recent study in Britain found that Brussels sprouts contain a chemical that tastes bitter only to people with a variation of a certain gene. Unfortunately, half the world's population carries a mutation of that gene. No matter which half you're in, it's a good time to give Brussels sprouts a second chance. Because they're in season now. We like them oven roasted, drizzled with olive oil, and lightly seasoned with salt and pepper. But they also work well with garlic, bacon, walnuts, maple syrup, and other fun combinations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the men and women who volunteer their time and efforts as volunteer firefighters and EMTs. Everything these individuals do is appreciated beyond words. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a low-scoring game, but the Kansas Jayhawks pulled off the victory last night over the TCU Horned Frogs at 63-58. The Jayhawks pulled up to the number 3 slot in the national AP polls and now sitting 23-5 for their overall season record. High scorer of the night was Grady Dick, the number 4 guard for the Jayhawks, with 19 points on the board, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists for the night, followed by the number 15 guard, Kevin McCullough, with 15 points on the board, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Jayhawks took an early lead, putting 33 points on the board for the first half. As Kansas still sits number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 11-4 in conference play, TCU is number 6 in the Big 12 right now at 7-8. College basketball back in action again tonight as the Kansas State Wildcats are at home, taking on the number 9 Baylor Bears. That tip off at 6 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their victory over the weekend against the number 23 Iowa State Cyclones at 61-55. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With Major League Baseball season right around the corner, the Kansas City Royals are getting ready for their regular season. And at the same time, Kansas City Royals will have a third manager now inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. As WIBW reports that Ned Yost, the manager of the clubhouse that had two World Series appearances and won the 2015 championship, will be the 27th member of the Royals Hall of Fame during the ceremony that's set for September 2nd this year, prior to a game against the Boston Red Sox. During his tenure, Yost oversaw the club record of 746 wins in his 10 years with the Kansas City Royals, and had a 22-9 postseason record. During his time with the Royals, Kansas City became the first team in Major League history to start the postseason with 8 consecutive wins, the team having defeated the Oakland Athletics in a wild card game and swept the LA Angels along with the Baltimore Orioles. The previous two managers from the Kansas City Royals that are in the Hall of Fame include Whitey Herzog, along with Dick Houser, being placed in the prestigious group of Royal Hall of Famers. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League play Monday in girls action. Frankfurt took Lynn 38-29. Lynn boys topped Frankfurt 68-54. Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville hosting Wamego. It's senior night. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is at Blue Valley. Haxtell at Centralia.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Brighten up those shady spots in the garden with tuberous begonias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These South American beauties come in a variety of heights, bloom sizes, and color. You'll find varieties with large 6-inch diameter flowers, some with blossoms that look like camellia blooms, and others with ruffled petals. Standard upright tuberous begonias grow about 10 to 12 inches tall. The multiflora types are shorter with smaller but many more flowers. For hanging baskets, consider the pendant types. Ensure success by growing these in a cool, partially shaded location with moist, well-drained organic soil. They perform well in containers, garden beds, and borders, and reward you with flowers from midsummer to frost. Avoid direct sunlight that can burn the flowers and leaves, soggy soil that leads to root rot, and frost that can kill the plant. And don't be afraid to give them a pinch. This helps keep the plant compact, full, and flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
When the Rios came through this stretch of dry wilderness, the only people living here were the Kaweah Indians. What became of the train depot and the city built in the middle of the desert is today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You could say the railroad chose this spot in order to make the middle of nowhere easier to get to.
This is the halfway mark between Los Angeles and Yuma, Arizona. And when the Southern Pacific Railroad was trying to figure out the good distribution points for farming and pickups and things like that, it seemed like it would be a good idea to have one right smack in the middle of the desert, because that way they wouldn't have to drive too far through the desert to get anywhere else.
Allison Fedrick at the Coachella Valley History Museum says the Southern Pacific utilized the few people that were already living here to build the lines.
The Kaweah Indians helped Southern Pacific build their railroad. It was easier to hire them on than bring everybody here.
The railroad had a standard cookie-cutter depot that was built at most stops. Not so here.
Because it was in the middle of the desert, they wanted to make it a little bit more palatable for the people who are going to try and build a civilization here. So they added a craftsman-style architecture facade to the front and made a hotel and a nice restaurant, put dinner clubs around, built a good school, and tried to make this into a habitable home for men who were going to bring their wives out and their children.
The depot was destroyed by fire, but the school they built remains.
The 1909 schoolhouse we have is the only fully restored schoolhouse in the valley. It's a two-room schoolhouse, and that was especially lavish.
Today, the valley itself is lavish, home to resorts and communities such as Palm Springs and Palm Desert. Traveling the countryside in Indio, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Combat cabin fever by looking for shed antlers from a white-tailed deer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on where and when to do your wildlife treasure hunting as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Winter day a few years ago, my kids and I went out to the woods to look for deer antlers. We didn't find any, but it was nice to get out of the house. White-tailed bucks naturally shed their antlers when testosterone levels drop after the breeding season. They grow a new set of antlers beginning in the spring. People like to decorate their homes and cabins with antler chandeliers and other antler crafts, so there is a demand for antlers and the desire to find them. Joe Shedd, yes, that's his real name, is a wildlife writer and an expert in shed antler hunting. He says you'll have the best luck if you think like a deer.
The key thing is to look at our bedding areas, the feeding areas, and the trails that link the two. You can always walk fence lines and look for trails across fences, and a lot of times a buck will lose an antler when he jumps over or even maybe snags it when he goes under the fence. So that's kind of an easy way to start. Beyond that, open fields are good. You can drive around in the wintertime at night, see what fields the deer are using and see if there's any bucks in those fields, and then come back to those fields later.
Deer like to bask in the sun on a south-facing hillside and find shelter in conifer trees. Those are good places to look as well. Shedd says antlers are yours to keep if you can find them before the critters do.
Several different animals will chew on the shed, so they get the calcium content out of antlers. Antlers are mostly made out of calcium and phosphorus. And squirrels in particular, as well as mice, porcupines, and cattle, and elk will even chew on the antlers.
The time to look for antlers is anywhere between November and the first week of May. But Shedd says you'll probably have the best luck from the middle of December through early March. Find more tips for hunting shed antlers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Cook & Company brings awareness to our homeless veterans and those who are suffering this season. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
How beautiful the feeling. Read 57 million Americans don't have even a dollar in emergency savings. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I get it. Saving money can be tough. It's so easy to spend on the day-to-day things thinking, oh, I'll get more tomorrow. But you may not realize how not having money saved up for an emergency causes a lot of stress. Worrying about all the unpredictable things that might happen can really eat at you. Your car breaks down and you need a new one. Your child needs braces. You have an unexpected medical expense. It isn't fun to think about all these scenarios, but it's easier to face them when you have the money saved up to cover them. And you'll cut down on your stress knowing you won't be caught off guard. Being wise with money means you're prepared for the future, whatever it may be. And when you're prepared, you can confidently make decisions that reflect your values.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will host a soup day Thursday, February 23rd in Waterville at the Community Center, serving 11 until 2 and 5 until 7. Free well donation with chicken noodle, ham and bean, potato, bacon, and chili soups, chicken and ham salad sandwiches, and desserts. Dine in or for pickup day of the event, phone 785-713-0307. Soup Day, benefiting Twin Valley Developmental Services, Thursday, February 23rd, 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 at the Waterville Community Center.
For many members of Congress, the next farm bill will be their first. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems, to right spot, individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Federal farm bills are on a five-year cycle, and the current one is due to expire the 1st of October. Pennsylvania Republican Glenn Thompson chairs the House Agriculture Committee.
We have over 200 of the 435 members of Congress that have never debated or voted on a farm bill. So we've got a lot of work to do. obviously really intense member education with our members of the committee, but also with the members of Congress.
Thompson is confident that a new farm bill will be passed this year, even though it hasn't always worked out that way in the past. He says partisan politics in Washington is a concern, but he hopes the House Ag Committee will at least maintain its historically bipartisan treatment of the farm bill discussion.
You know, if we can try to work together and define what are our guiding principles that we can agree upon, use that for our true north needle, like on a compass, then we can really set an example for the rest of Congress for being able to get things done and not just get it across the finish line, but making it highly effective.
Thompson calls the farm bill an investment in the most important industry in the country, one that every family relies on every day. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the ag industry. It will be beneficial to them in future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth. Sheer Quality Furniture is recognizing all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Creighton University recently released the monthly Rural Main Street Index survey. Survey organizer Ernie Goss says the survey is trending mostly sideways.
It is. This is, of course, a survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, and the overall index is sort of moving sideways with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, and that's cooling economic activity, but not as much as the Federal Reserve would like. So we're tearing down in another rate hike in March.
Goss reported the overall rate was slightly lower than last month at 50.1, yet the third straight month above the growth neutral level of 50.
It did come down from January, but with the Fed raising rates as they have, we're looking at prime interest rate that's a good 4.75% higher than it was this time last year. So the Fed has really been on a tear, I'd say, the biggest tear in terms of raising rates since the early 1980s.
Now, despite that, Goss says the farm sector is doing slightly better than others on rural Main Street.
The ag sector remains a little bit better than the rest of the economy. In other words, the rural Main Street economy, that'd be retailers and others on Main Street, not doing as well as the farm sector. The farm sector, we're seeing, for example, farmland prices continuing to expand. And particularly, we're seeing that in Iowa. We're seeing some very high prices going for farmland per acre, record prices, for example.
And that's Creighton University's Ernie Goss. In other ag news, growth in farm real estate values remained strong but showed some signs of easing alongside their higher interest rates. The Kansas City Federal Reserve says the average interest rate on farm loans increased from record lows at the beginning of last year to decade highs by December of 2022. Despite the rapid rise in rates, the value of farmland continued to increase but at a more tempered pace than earlier in the year. That's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet.
also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Area, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Accidental manure spills happen, but when and why? Researchers have been studying those questions on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin have been studying the root causes of manure spills and when they're most likely to happen. Most recently, they found 38% of spills are caused by transportation-related issues, about 38% are on the farm, and land application accounts for 23-24% of the overall incidences. Kevin Erb is the Extension Conservation Professional Training Program Director at the University of Wisconsin. He says one of the more interesting things they saw was when there was a transportation incident involving a valve that was accidentally opened, spilling out the manure.
We had 32 incidences of where the valve accidentally opened while the truck was going down the road. And of those, more than half occurred within a tenth of a mile of an intersection. And it turns out that a lot of times the valve opening switch is right next to the Jake brake switch on the semi, and just instinctively reaching over, flipping the switch, and hitting the wrong one.
On the farm, most of the land application problems with manure runoff used to happen when it was spread on frozen ground, but this is changing.
As the regulations have changed, as farmers have improved their land application practices, what we're seeing is a lot less runoff in spring. But now we're beginning to see a shift towards some of those field runoff situations happening in the fall. And so this is one of those things where over time you will see shifts. And just because we address a problem at one point doesn't mean that it's permanently fixed.
I'm Jody Henke. Watch Herb's manure research presentation at agriculture.com.
Ag buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
It's not often that boot camp is referring to an opportunity for college students to network and learn from feedlot professionals across the state. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State faculty member in the Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, Carol Fike, highlights K-State's Feedlot Boot Camp program.
This is the fifth consecutive year of the K-State Feedlot Boot Camp and teaching program, and it started as the idea primarily of Dr. Pete Anderson. He hears that the feedlots that they consult with have needs for talented young people that can help with their needs of running those businesses and operations and have interest in being in leadership or management. And so how we better connect students with the opportunities that exist, educate them about the possibilities. That's where it really started, and we have a lot of industry supporters as well supporting this endeavor and helping students make connections with the feedlot world in Kansas.
Fike explains the acceptance rate and details the day-to-day and ultimate goals of boot camp.
We've had just over 100 students that have participated in those 5 years. We've had many more apply to be part of the program, but we keep it around 20 to really see and learn and have the conversations. We go from a Monday evening to a Thursday midday, so about a three-day, pretty intensive experience that has classroom components in addition to visits at the feedlots. There's two evening networking dinners, one that's with Zoetis, and then the other one is an evening networking dinner. This year, for the first time, we had it as a speed interviewing kind of session where we had feedlot managers and human resources people. So, you know, the ultimate goal is making these connections and these relationships as well as training and preparing them for the next steps of going further and having an internship experience or a job opportunity.
Fike goes on to discuss the importance of programs like these in recruiting first-generation agriculture students.
We all know that as a population, people are coming more and more removed from agriculture. There's a significant portion of students that maybe haven't had the opportunity to be part of animal agriculture, but have a desire to learn and grow. While we certainly also have students that come from farms and ranches, we have this other population of students that have that desire and interest. And I think when the opportunities are given, we can cultivate that, and we pretty soon can have a portion of those students become real supporters and real integrally involved in animal agriculture coming from an urban and suburban background. That's part of what we're responsible for, and we want to try to make it happen. But certainly those connections between the classroom and gaining skills and knowledge and insight and confidence by going and doing is really where we help those students flourish and retain them in the agriculture field.
That was Carol Fike, K-State Animal Sciences and Industry faculty, giving us the rundown on K-State's Feedlot Bootcamp. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, markets are mostly higher at midday with cattle and hogs supported by higher cash and cutouts. Soybeans and meal trading Argentina frost and trying to pull corn along with those two commodities. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for March at 680 and a half. That's up 2.75. Corn for May, 680 and a half. That's up 3 right now. Kansas City wheat for March, 902. That's up 1.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 896 and a quarter. That's up a half. March oats, 364. That's up a quarter. May oats, down 1.75. Soybeans for March right now, up 20 and a half at 1547 and three quarters. May soybeans up 21 at 1543 and a quarter. Cotton for March, 82 and a nickel. That's up $1.80. Cotton for May, 82.73. That's up $1.15. Live cattle for February right now, 164.80. That's up $1.30. Live cattle for April, 165.30. That's up 65 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 187.30. That's up 77.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 191.20. And that's up 80 cents currently. Crude oil for March right now, 76.56 per barrel is your current price. And that's up 22 cents. Crude oil for April, 76.72. That's up 17 cents. Gold for February, 1835.60. That's down $4.80. Gold for April, 1844.30. That's down $5.90. Silver for March, 21.92. That's up 20.5 cents. And silver for May, 22 and a nickel. And that's up 19.5 cents. Wall Street, the Dow down 601. S&P down 72 right now. NASDAQ down 253. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.